Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on Legends 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. This week we're visiting with singer-songwriter Mike Cullison. We've got Mike on the phone. How's everything going, Mike?
Man, if it was any better, they would tax me. Things are going good.
All right. I like that. You know, one thing I like about Mike, he's an Oklahoma boy, and so he kind of speaks our language, so which is kind of nice. Tell me where you grew up, Mike.
I grew up in Shawnee, Oklahoma, about 35 miles east-southeast of Oklahoma City, real small town then. And, you know, just church was just around the corner from us and grew up in that environment. And then high school, though, I went to Midwest City High School, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City.
So, yeah, familiar with Midwest City. That thing, that Oklahoma City area is massive, isn't it?
It was always big area-wise, but now I'm understanding there it's getting more crowded, which I'm glad I'm not there. But being in Nashville, this place is it's like a boom city out here.
So just to give me a little bit of an idea, when did you graduate?
I graduated from high school in 1968.
68, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So what got you interested in playing music?
Well, actually, I started out writing poetry, even as a small child. You know, I was always interested in poems and writing poems and communicating that way. And then it wasn't until, I guess, my late 20s, somebody needed, met a musician. He needed some help with some lyrics. You know, he had some ideas. And I kind of hammered out some lyrics for him, and then I thought, well, you know, this is kind of fun. I like this. And then this one thing led to another, you know, and I kept after it and kept trying to get better at it because I've always enjoyed music and I always listened to the lyrics. I always tried to concentrate on what the song was lyrically saying.
And how long were you in the Oklahoma City area?
Oh, let's see. We moved down to the Atlanta area in 88.
So you left Oklahoma City. Did you do a lot of the local stuff around Oklahoma City, like from...
I wasn't so much into the playing out and about then. I mean, we'd do some writers things, you know, like there was a little bar up on the north side of town, the Second Fret, and I know it's not there anymore, but it was kind of a songwriter haven at that time, and not too far from Oklahoma City University over in that part of town, and so we'd go up there and do some original material, but that was about the extent of my playing out.
So who were some of your early influences in the, when you were first starting to do the music?
Of course, the Beatles and Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, that, you know, that type of thing. But country-wise, Hank Williams Sr. I really like Hank Sr. I like Junior as well, but Hank Sr. would have to be the guy.
What a career that was for, I mean, somebody that was no... I think passed away when he was like 29 and had
29, yeah, something like that.
I don't know, 300 or so songs that were recorded, yeah. And I don't know how many of them were hits, but a bunch of them were.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a big influence. I know one of your songs that you have on one of your CDs is from Buck Owens, and where's Buck?
Oh yeah, Buck Owens, that Bakersfield thing. I always liked that.
I'll tell you a cool story. This our listeners will know, but we. Had an interview recently with a guy who's with his son, actually a guy that grew up here in Shamrock, Texas, who played with Buck Owens and also played with Merle Haggard, who was part of that Bakersfield deal. So that was really neat to have a tie-in.
Oh, man.
From here, Gene Price was the guy's name, and left Shamrock. Anyway, he went out there kind of working the oil field, but I think he bought a Sears and Roebuck guitar and amp and ended up playing... touring with Buck and Merle and all those guys. So,
good investment then.
Yeah, pretty good investment from Sears and Roebuck. We like to get into music as quick as we can on this because we always like to give people a taste of what you're doing, and that's kind of what we're all about. So why don't we listen to a Buck Owens song that you got here?
That'd be fine. Let's do it.
All right. This song's called Waiting in the Welfare Line. I know everybody that listens to 92.9 is going to be familiar with this. We'll listen to Waiting in the Welfare Line. We'll be back to visit with Mike Cullison here in just a few minutes.
I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back, no two button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. When I first met you, baby, nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew at a glance it was you for me. Had to have your love by day. I'm gonna follow you, babe, wherever you go. Got nothing to lose but my time. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Overjoyed, but it didn't take long until the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed, right back where that I started from. Ain't gonna change my mind. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Shirt on my back, no two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago. Now I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Waiting in your welfare line. Give me a hand out. Waiting in your welfare line. For your love. Come on, baby. It's me knocking on your door now. A little welfare going on, you know. Oh, I could use some of those kisses you got up in there. Yeah, man. Some of that hugging. It's a welfare line, man. Not my style. Come on now. How about some sweet talk? Some of that too.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We've got on the phone with us from Nashville, Tennessee, Mike Colson, a native Oklahoman, somebody that's in our area, kind of over the fence there. Got to know Mike through another association with a guy named Jeremy Dean. The song we just listened to was Waiting in the Welfare Line. That was a little Buck Owens throwback. Pretty good stuff there, Mike.
Well, thank you.
So we were talking a little bit about your music influences, and you mentioned a little bit from the rock genre with the Beatles and some of those guys, and then a little bit with Hank, also Buck Owens. And was that something you listened to pretty early on? Or
yeah, my parents, if you were in our house on Saturday afternoon, like from 3 to 6, somewhere in there, TV would be on, and you had all these 30-minute shows like Porter Wagoner, Buck Owens, Wilbur Brothers, you know, and then local shows as well, all these country music shows. So if you were in the house, that's what you were going to hear. And then 99% of the time, the radio was always on a country station. The music was always around me as far as that goes.
Right. It
was something that I grew up with.
So what, are you just specifically a guitar player, or do you do any other instruments? That?
No, just guitar. And I have a hard enough time with that, so I figured there wasn't any need to push my luck. No, I'm more the lyric person, and I play well enough to play my own songs, and I can get around all right, you know, if I've been around doing it long enough now that I can pick my way through things, but... I leave the fancy stuff to the professionals.
Right. Nashville's probably got enough of those to cover that end of it.
You hit a tree around here, you'll knock five of them out of it. So.
The influence you had, though, on writing, I know one thing we talked about is you were friends with a friend of ours who is Jeremy Dean, who we've featured on our program, speak a little bit about your songwriting and kind of how you really started focusing in on that?
For me, I don't sit down and, you know, just try to think of some line or anything. I just wait until a conversation comes up, and then usually somebody will say something, you know, they'll use a certain phrase or the way they say it, and it strikes a chord with me, and I'll write it down. I'll make a note. Then I usually wait a day or two and kind of let it simmer, so to speak. And then if it's still with me and it's still kind of percolating, then I'll start really paying attention to it and start writing some ideas down. Sometimes though, something hits you real hard, and you just 30 minutes later, you got the song written. I mean, it's done.
So you got to go grab a pen and put it down. What about this song, Wish I Didn't Like Whiskey? Is that similar?
That was a similar situation. I was at they have these songwriter nights around Nashville. I mean, there's like 50 of them going on a night, you know, so you have to mix and mingle and do your networking, you know, as a writer and a singer-songwriter type of thing, you know, and meet the right people. And one evening I was at one of these events, and there was a young lady standing next to me who I knew. She's a bass player. And I asked her, I said, well, can I get you a drink before the music starts? And she said, yeah. She said, I'll take a shot of whiskey. And I said, all right. So I went and got her a shot of whiskey, and I come back with her shot of whiskey and me a beer. And I handed it to her, and as I handed it to her, she said, I wish I didn't like whiskey. And I said, excuse me just a second, if you would. And I, you know, got a coaster and wrote it on a coaster and stuck it in my back pocket. And the rest is history, I guess you'd say.
So I guess if you're having a songwriter's session, everybody probably uses the coasters to write notes on instead of put their beer
in. Your hand, coaster, anything, you know. But and then you keep your mouth shut. You don't say anything to anybody.
That's fun. Yeah, I can see that for sure, too. Let's listen to this Wish I Didn't Like Whiskey, and then we'll be back to visit a little bit more with Mike Coulson.
This song is about some old boys I know. You probably know them, too. There's old George Dickel, Ezra Brooks, Hiram Walker, old Jack Daniels, and can't forget Jim Beam. When I go out to have a good time, I find them standing all in line, inviting me out on thin ice. And once again, oh, I didn't think twice. I wish I didn't like whiskey, wish it didn't like me. I don't need friends, no, not like me. In my misery, wish I didn't like whiskey, wish it didn't like me. Where did I meet him? Just can't turn my back on them. They're always there when I hit the ground. And let me tell your neighbor, it's a long way down. I wish I didn't like whiskey, wish it didn't like me. I don't need friends, no, not like these. They revel in my life is I can run, but I just can't hide. I wish I didn't like whiskey, wish it didn't like me. I don't need friends, no, not like these. I didn't like whiskey, wish it didn't like me. I wish I didn't like whiskey, wish it didn't like me.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends, visiting with Mike Colson from Nashville, Tennessee, originally from Shawnee, Oklahoma, getting to learn a little bit about the life and the influences and exactly where what led him on the road to start writing and singing music. That was Wish I Didn't Like Whiskey. Mike, good song. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Well, that was one that just took, it was one of those 30 or 40 minute songs right there. It just kind of fell out my lap. There we go.
That wasn't one you had to let simmer for...
No, not that one. Not that was kind of a that was a quickie.
So I asked you earlier about your music influences, and one of the ones you mentioned was Hank Sr. Talk a little bit more about that. I know you said your parents were always listening to country music on the TV or whatever.
The radio, yeah. Dad and his brothers, two of his brothers, were they played little dances and things around Shawnee when I was a kid growing up, or and even before then. He didn't play, but one of them played guitar, another one played fiddle, but he sang. So we were he was always singing in the car, and he loved Hank Williams, so that's where I got my first introduction to that. When I decided to I was getting kind of tired of the rock and roll thing. It was kind of leaving me behind, all the jumping up and down and things that they were doing. And the first album I bought was Hank Williams' Greatest Hits. And I took it home and put it on the stereo, and I listened to that. I think I wore it smooth listening to it. Because once I started really getting into it, it just fit. It was it. And actually, I used it again when I wrote the song, finished it off. I had bits and pieces of it for years. You know, I just never could put two and two together. And I was on tour in Italy, and I took this piece of song with me. So I went to the little record shop they had, bought a CD of Hank Williams. I had a CD player with me, and I went back to my room. I listened to Hank Williams for about an hour or so, and then I wrote Poor Hank on the Pain.
All right, so the song's called Poor Hank on the Pain. What a cool song. So, written in Italy, kind of, and or finished maybe in Italy.
Yeah, finished up.
All right, well, I'm going to get our engineer to play Poor Hank on the Pain. We'll be back in just a few minutes to visit with Mike Collison.
It feels like years, these last few days, since my woman walked away. She caught me at my cheating game, and all I can do is poor old Hank on the Pain. When I fell apart, I hope Luke the Drifter can explain. Mister, won't you help me? Poor old Hank on the Pain. I dance with her memory that a fool can do. I only have myself to blame, and all I can do is pour old Hank on the pain. I dance with her memory every night, wearing out the jukebox. I'm so lonesome I could cry. It cuts so deep, the guilt and shame. Make mine a double and pour old Hank on the pain. If she'd take me back, I'd wear a ball and chain.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM, The Legend, Shamrock, Texas. We've got on the phone with us from Nashville, Tennessee, Mike Cullison, getting to learn a little bit about him and his music and some of his influences. And the song we just listened to was Poor Hank on the Pain. Good song, Mike. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us this evening and share a little bit about what's going on.
I appreciate y'all giving me time. Well, I appreciate y'all giving me some time. I do appreciate it because it's uncommon for us just pure songwriters, you know. We're not kind of out there in the limelight too much.
Right. Well, and this is kind of the stuff we enjoy. I know we've had a range of people on here, and a good portion of them have been songwriters, and it's kind of good to get a different perspective, you know, other than just what the artist has on it. So that is a lot of fun to do. You mentioned earlier that you kind of have a bluesy side to you on some of the stuff you write, and I kind of wanted you to share one of those so we could get into some of that. That's some of my favorite type of music, or, you know, stuff that tilts more towards the blues. So
yeah, I think they're all intertwined. Like I said, when I was growing up, it was rock and roll and country, and I'm sure that my dad and mother probably heard country and blues songs and big band songs and things like that, you know. I mean, so you get these different influences coming across the airwaves, and I think it's a good thing. I just have always liked the blues. I'm not a blues player per se or a blues singer, but I do like it. You know, Delbert McClinton's one of my favorite artists as far as, you know, liking what he does, you know, all the way around.
Delbert McClinton was pretty popular back in the early 80s and kind of nationally probably, and now still probably pretty popular, but a lot more in the Texas music scene, I think, than a lot of people realize. So.
Yeah, he's from Texas, I think, isn't he? And
yeah, for sure. So
yeah, and he's a great artist. He's got it, and whatever it is, he's got it. I know he's got a pocket full of it, I believe.
Now, this next song you we're going to feature is one called Blue Neon Heartache. Did you write that by yourself? Do you have a little help with that? Or
No, I co-wrote that with a guy named Pal Rakes, who was here in town for years. Good songwriter. And his background, he's from Philadelphia, and I think he's moved back to Philadelphia now. But so he had that kind of R&B type of influence in his writing. So this song kind of, you know, we had the hook, Blue Neon Heartache, you know, and just wanted to write a good song, write a good country-flavored song, but we wanted to put a little bit of different spices in it, if you would, if you were cooking something. You want it to be this, but you want it to be just a little different. So we come up with Blue Neon Heartache, and that's a good song. I get a lot of requests for that when I'm out on the road.
All right. We're going to take a minute and listen to that, and then we'll be right back with Mike Cullison.
She left me with a blue neon heartache. I'm having me a few, drowning my mistakes. I knew her heart would bend. I never dreamed it would break. She left me with a blue, 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 blue neon heartache. Well, old Joe behind the bar says he can sympathize. If she were here right now, oh, I'd apologize. But she's heard it all before, so that don't carry no weight. 'Cause when she slammed that door, Lord, I knew it was too late. She left me with a blue neon heartache. I'm having me a few, drowning my mistakes. I knew her heart would bend. I never dreamed it would break. She left me with a blue, 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 blue neon heartache. Well, every time I turn around, I find my neck in a noose. Honesty's a policy if you need to know the truth. Putting dollars in the jukebox, song after song. I'm paying now for the times I did wrong. Why did I lie to that woman every day and night? I'm a full-time fool, I just didn't treat her right. She left me with a blue neon heartache. Having me a few, drowning my mistakes. I knew her heart would bend. I never dreamed it would break. She left me with a blue, 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 blue neon heartache. She left me with a blue, 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 blue neon heartache.
The program's Lyrics and Legends, visiting with Mike Cullison from Nashville, Tennessee, on the phone with us. And that song was Blue Neon Heartache. You told me earlier that you had left Oklahoma and went to Atlanta in about 88, and you were out there. For how many years did you stay in that?
We were in the Atlanta area about 7 years. I was writing for Lowry Group. It's a publisher out of Atlanta, and they had They had Billy Joe Royal was there. Had some pretty good artists, so it was a good place to be. And really, I was just fortunate to get in there. I'd met a guy that was already there, and he got me in the door, and then we were able to move along with that. And I learned a lot from them. They're good company.
Now, is this something you've been able to do to make a living at, or is this something that you...
I wouldn't say I'm making a living at it, but I do, when I go out, I'm able to go out and come back and not lose any money. In our world, that's you're doing good when you can do that.
I'm fortunate enough to do a little music with some friends and stuff, and that's kind of the similar situation.
If you can go out there and do your show and get back home and not be out of pocket, you did good.
You don't want to figure this deal by the hour, do you, sometimes?
Yeah.
Doesn't always work that way. Then you left Atlanta, came to Nashville. So
went to Nashville.
What led to that move?
I'd met a writer up here, Don Goodman, earlier. I met him. I was still in the Atlanta area, and we got to be kind of phone buddies at the time. This was before cell phones and all that type of stuff, so if you wanted to talk to somebody, you had to pin them down, at a time and place. But Don is a prolific writer. He has his name on, like, Angels Among Us, Ring on Her Finger, Time on Her Hands that Reba McEntire did. He wrote Old Red. So he's been in town for, 30 or 40 years anyway.
Angels Among Us was Alabama.
Alabama, uh-huh.
Song. Then you got Reba with
A Ring on Her Finger, Time on Her Hand. And then Old Red. I moved Don, and Don, he just kept, although he knew I was writing with Lowry Group in Atlanta, he said, Mike, if you're going to really get into the writing, you got to come to Nashville. And So in about September of 95, I put Baby Doll in that old Ford truck I had, and here we come.
All right. And, so you go to Nashville, get settled in out there and start writing. And, you know, we want to mention our old friend Jeremy Dean here a little bit.
Cause Jeremy's a dandy. I like writing with Jeremy. He brings a young man's perspective to the table. So that's
Jeremy
good.
Got us connected with you, which I really did appreciate him
taking
time to do that. So when did you first meet up with Jeremy?
Oh, let's see. It was about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. I met him at a writer's round and liked what he was doing. And either he or I had mentioned that we were from Oklahoma, so we introduced ourselves to each other. And, I mean, as Okies, you guys stick together out here in these foreign countries.
That's right. That's right.
So, and, you know, and he's got a similar background, you know, small town atmosphere background, the same that I have. Although I'm, you know, much older than he is, I knew
you're much older, and he's from a way smaller town. But other than that,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but we still had dirt roads, though. I mean, the pavement ended at my house when I grew up in Shawnee, so I know all about dirt roads and fields and stuff like that. But that's how we met, basically. And then he would host writers' things, and they, you know, where you'd go in and perform like 30 minutes and they would film you. So he'd ask me, and I'd do that, you know, every time he called, because I figured, well, it's good exposure for me. And I met some people through him, you know, doing that. And then we've written a few songs together that I'm proud of him. He's got one that I think he's just getting ready to release. And we got this one, Family Man, and that's the only thing I had was just the title. And but I thought it was something that he would be able to hone in on, you know.
All right. Well, let's take a minute and we'll listen to that Family Man.
Good.
This is written by Mike Colson and Jeremy Dean, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Sometimes the best things in life aren't planned, like the smile from the one who lights your sun when she takes your hand, says, come here, hun. Need to talk to you, I got the news, ready or not, you're a family man. He's working extra hours, buying time, time he loved to spend giving all to them. Now he sees why love has no end. It's worth the work, it's worth the hurt of learning to be a family man. There's still some things he doesn't know. He's still learning as he grows about the storms and the dark days. He's sure come a long ways, and it ain't bad. He just like his dad, he's a family man. Those working hands can drive a nail, they can wipe a tear and calm a fear, without fail, love perseveres. And though he falls, he still stands tall, he's the hero of the family man. There's still some things he doesn't know. He's still learning as he grows about the storms and the dark days. But he's sure come a long way. He gets his strength from his faith. He's okay on the road it takes. There's no need to worry. Yeah, he's finding on his journey that it ain't like his dad. He's a family man. Yeah, he's sure glad. He's just like his dad, the family man.
All right, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. That song was Family Man, and it was performed by Mike Coulson and written by Mike and a friend of ours named Jeremy Dean, who I have known for 27 years. I have to look at my engineer and ask him when I met Jeremy. Jeremy used to be a high school DJ on a little Christian radio station in Wheeler County, and so we got to knowing him. That was his break-in on radio, was back in a little, what was it, a 10,000-watt station in Wheeler County, Texas. And one thing I appreciate about Jeremy is even back then when he was in high school, if he got a passion about doing something, he did it. You know, same way with his writing, you know, he finds something like he likes to do and he pursues it and goes after it. And I suppose you can probably tell me more about this, but I suppose if you're going to be a songwriter, the kind of got to have a little of that blood in you, don't you?
You got to, it's even in when you're not like writing, you got so many other things to take care of. It's a business. I mean, it's just like any other business. You got to have a product. You got to invest in that product. You got to market the product, which would be getting out and trying to get somebody to cut the song or get it recorded. You know, I mean, there's a lot to it. It's not just, you know, writing a song and then putting it on a, well, we don't even have tape recorders now. They're little digital things. But and then going on, I mean, you've got to invest time and effort into it, just like you would any other product. It's a business. I would suggest to anybody listening that wants to be a songwriter, if you're going to be a professional songwriter, then take care of business. Go to business school, learn how to keep books, learn how to do this, you know, those other things. Those are important, very important.
Now, tell us if somebody wants to keep in touch with Mike Coulson, what's the best way to find out what's going on?
You can go to my website. It's MikeCoulson.com or TheRoadhouseRambler.com. Either one of them will get you the same spot. There's links on there to be able to contact me. If you want me to come out and sing and dance for you, I'd be glad to.
Have guitar, will travel.
You betcha. Be glad to. If I can pack up and fly over to Europe and play, I can darn sure go to Texas.
Which brings us to a little song you've got called West Texas
State of Mind.
State of Mind. I had that in front of me, and I almost got it written down before I got sidetracked. I've got that ADD stuff. I get the AD, and then I forget the other.
But West Texas State of Mind. I've got a friend of mine that I was in the military with. I was in the U.S. Army. Carl grew up actually in New Mexico, but he lives outside of Mule Shoe, Texas.
Now, see, we got another local tie, huh?
Okay. Anyway,
Mule Shoe's not too far from here, actually. So.
Yeah, I know it's just down the road a piece, or it looks that way on the map, but right. I know in Texas it could be a two-day drive. But
well, a couple hundred miles, but we're used to that. We go 45 miles to Walmart, so it's all right.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about him one day, and you know, and it just kind of, and this is one of those songs that took about 45 minutes to write, you know, because it's just little, you know, that's probably the only true line in the song is I got an old Army buddy outside of Mule Shoe, and then everything else after that probably about a semi-lie, you know.
Artistic license, I think.
Yeah, just to make it interesting. I mean, so what? You got a friend outside of Mule Shoe, Texas. That doesn't interest too many people, but once you start telling a little story about it, then people, oh, what did he do next? You know, one of those things. But,
we like it. Well,
it's a good little old song, and he lives about three good rock throws from the border, New Mexico over there. So
what's the guy's name?
Carl Eppers.
See, my cousin was a mechanic in Mule Shoe, so I got to ask him if he knows
him. Carl drives a truck. I just talked to him on the phone yesterday. He was just down the road from me, and we were going to try to hook up, but we just wasn't able to. I had a rehearsal yesterday afternoon, and he was trying to get a truck loaded, and we just missed each other. But
all right. Well, let's listen to West Texas State of Mind by Mike Cullison. We'll be back to wrap this thing up in just a few minutes.
Got an old army buddy outside, a mule shoe. Said I could lay low if I needed to. He said, son, hell, just stay forever. It'll take that long to get used to the weather. I'd take his offer if his wife don't mind. She's got a sister I'd love to take for a drive. We could swap lies about going places, or ride on out and watch the submarine races. I'm in that West Texas state of mind. Rocked up tequila, wrinkled up limes. I've gotten to the point where I just don't care whether I'm here or whether I'm there. Let my mind go free. I can be just what I wanna be. So find another fool to live in your world. I got a full tank of gas and a six pack of pearl. I'm in that West Texas state of mind. Right gut tequila, wrinkle up limes. I've gotten to the point where I just don't care whether I'm here or whether I'm there.
Program you listen to is Lyrics and Legends. We've been fortunate enough to visit with Mike Cullison from Nashville, Tennessee, singer-songwriter who was generous enough to take time to let us call him and visit with him on the air. And Mike, people were looking for you. Let's review that. Go back to the website there. And
all righty. It's MikeCullison.com. You can go there or TheRoadhouseRambler.com, and it'll take you to the same site. Doesn't matter which one you type in. It's got some pictures and other songs on there if you want to go through and listen to some songs, and ways to buy the CDs that I have out. And I do appreciate you guys giving me some time. I really do appreciate it.
We look forward to seeing you come out this way one of these days real soon.
I'd love to do it.
Get to shake hands and visit with you in person, and may have to load old Dean up in the truck with you and bring him out.
I'll at least get gas money out of him.
I doubt it.
Oh, you know him too.
I know him.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
No, he is a good guy. We've had several comments already on his interview that we ran. Yeah. So we sure appreciate you taking time to be with us, and look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks, Mike.
No problem at all. Call me anytime.
We had a great interview with Mike Cullison, and wanted to wrap it up with a few more songs from Mike's CDs. First one's I Can't Throw Stones. Gives you a real good feel for the style of Mike Cullison. It's off of the CD entitled Front Porch Philosophy. So we're going to listen to I Can't Throw Stones from Mike Cullison. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
was a woman, one in a million, and I let her get away. She was all I ever needed, still need her today. But she's out dancing, living the high life. I feel like being blue. It's a hard road, but I gotta face the truth. Now I sit here in the darkness, worry myself to death that she's out doing all that I did. Things I can't forget. It's gonna cost me something dearly. I think it's gonna be my heart. How do I beg her to stop? Because I've been there and I've done that while I left her all alone. Now it's my turn and it hurts bad, but I can't throw stones. No, I can't throw stones. Guilty, and it's my fault. We're looking at the bitter end. What was I thinking? Oh, I wasn't. Now I'm paying for my sin. It's in the Bible, in red it's written. I've heard it all my life. So Lord knows I don't have the right to cry. Because I've been there and I've done that while I left her all alone. Now it's my turn and it hurts bad, but I can't throw stones. No, I can't throw stones. Oh, I can't throw stones. I said I can't throw stones.
Finished up a great interview with Mike Cullison from Nashville, Tennessee, who came out of Oklahoma and has a few ties to the area, and listening to some of his music, wrapping up the show. This one's a little bit of a honky-tonker. Is that a good word? Honky-tonker? Honky-tonking song called Drinking Song. We're going to listen to this, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Let me play the jukebox. I got a mood I need to nurse. Nothing lovey-dovey that only makes it worse. She hurt me for the last time. No more doing me wrong. Now all I wanna hear is some drinking song. Something by Hank. You can't forget old Merle. Give me all the ones about a two-timing girl. The truth of her lies is finally hitting home, and I gotta have a shot of some drinking song. Aching misery and the weight of the pain. puts me on my knees. As long as it's over, as long as she's gone, I'm gonna need some drinking song. Nothing like silence to make you really hear a lonely slamming door and the sound of a falling tear. But I won't cave in, I'm gonna stay strong, 'cause I get a lot of help. Aching misery and the weight of the pain puts me on my knees. As long as it's over, as long as she's gone, I'm gonna need
Just finished up a great interview with Mike and had a chance to throw in a little bit more music here towards the end of the program. I think this one's a good fit and kind of gives you a good feel for the range that he has. This one's To God and Back. This will give you a real good idea of the feel of Mike's music. If you hadn't got it out of the last hour, this one should do it for you. And this one's off the Front Porch Philosophy album from Mike Collison. We'll be back in just a few minutes to wrap this up.
Talk around this town. I'm not the type to be settling down. Don't let rumor throw you off track, 'cause I love you all the way to God and back. Some say love is a diamond ring, a great big house, lots of fancy things. What we have, they cannot match. I love you all the way to God and back. Give my life if there's a need for proof. I know you know I speak the truth. It comes from my heart when I tell you that I love you all the way to God and back. Depth of my love, there's no doubt when it comes from above. I'm ready to walk a forever path, 'cause I love you all the way to God and back. I'll give my life if there's a need for fruit. Tell you that I love you all the way to God and back. Said I love you all the way to God and back.
All right, so if you enjoyed this music we listened to with Mike Colson from Oklahoma and currently Nashville, Tennessee. His website's called theroadhouseRambler.com. You can check this out at his website. You can also look up Mike Colson on Facebook. Appreciated the interview with you, Mike, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.